Battles were reported in Beit Lahia, that's to the north. Some of the heaviest fighting appears to have been in the southern suburb of Tell el-Hawa. Witnesses say Israeli tanks pushed deep into three neighborhoods, Sheikh Ajlin, Tufah and Zaytun. So, Israeli troops advancing from the north, south and east, closing in on Gaza City. And off the coast, Navy ships continue to pound the strip from the west. Well, fighting is also taking place in the south near Khan Yunis. Well, Eamon, tell us a little bit. We've seen there Israeli forces trying to push into Gaza City, but then we hear reports that they pull back. What's the strategy there?
Well, Sammy, that's correct. In as many days, we have seen the Israeli military on two separate occasions overnight, and that has been consistently where we have been hearing the most consistent and intense fighting taking place. And to give you a sense of what that's like, last night was very loud, lots of heavy machine gun firing, lots of artillery shell bombardments taking place all across Gaza on the northern front and the southern front. And essentially what many here have speculated to be happening is that the Israeli military definitely at nighttime pushes towards Gaza City, but by early morning pulls back. Now there's obviously two different reasons for this. The Palestinian factions that we speak to on the ground say that they are resisting Israel's military push into these large population centers. And some of the examples include that they have been able to inflict casualties. They have issued statements saying that they have killed Israeli officers and soldiers by booby-trapping homes, by booby-trapping buildings, that as the Israeli military tries to push into these large population centers that are densely populated, they are pushed back because of the fierce fighting that they're encountering. At the same time, the Palestinian factions say they're able to lob mortars and continue to fire rockets into southern Israel, which they believe is acting as a bit of a deterrent for the Israeli military to push into this so-called phase three. From an Israeli perspective, it could be that the Israeli military is certainly engaging in dry runs to see what kind of situation it would encounter as it did push through these population centers by pushing in overnight and then extracting itself in the early hours of the morning. They get a sense of perhaps softening that periphery of many buildings that they believe could be booby-trapped and could be laced with explosives, so that in the event that they do go in on a much more aggressive and a permanent basis here into the heart of the population centers, they will have at least softened that outer periphery, as some here have speculated. But certainly the pattern has been the Israeli military overnight engaging in very fierce fighting, meeting very stiff resistance from the Palestinian factions. By early morning, though, the military once again returns to its positions. And then as the sun sets around us tonight, Sammy, that is what many Palestinians are bracing for, yet another very deadly night, an intense night of fighting.
We are indeed, Damon, as you're talking now, looking at some live pictures coming in from Gaza. It does look like the fighting is going on. I think that's an Israeli military helicopter there, perhaps a Huey Cobra flying over Gaza. Eamon Mohideen, in the heart of a city surrounded by Israeli forces, thanks for that update.